Hi, friend. Before we start the podcast today, really quickly, I just wanted to remind you that I do individual and group coaching, and there's some exciting opportunities for me to work directly with you. So please do check out the link in the show notes. That's it for now. On with the podcast. Hi, I'm Dr. J.P. Fred. Just call me. For the last 30 plus years, I've had the opportunity to speak, teach, and perform for audiences all across the United States. Side note, I'm also a professional comedy entertainer. For the last 40 plus years, I have been in the business and educational worlds and self-employed for most of those as well. I am the published author of both fiction and nonfiction books, and I have had the pure pleasure of mentoring hundreds of people over the last 30 plus years. So yeah, I've accomplished some things, but I've also had some failures. I've had setbacks, and I can tell you I've also experienced true loss. It's through all of that, the good and the bad, that I have learned. After all, I've earned every one of these gray hairs I got. So, it is those experiences, my education, and my creativity that I use to try to communicate with you, to help you, and to encourage you to change and shift your impossible to possible. Side note and a disclaimer. I am not a medical professional, nor am I a licensed therapist. So if you need that particular help, please do consult a local professional. So grab a coffee, have a seat at my table, and let's chat. This is Coffee with Keith. Hello and welcome. I'm so excited. This is our very first podcast in this new show, Coffee with Keith. Now, I've had some other radio shows over my lifetime and done things like that, but I'm so excited about this new podcast. And I'm excited that you've taken a moment to spend with me sitting at the table and us chatting together. And one of the ways you're going to chat with me is to put things in the comment or connect with me through my social media. You can connect with me by going to jkeithbrown.com, and there you're going to see all the icons on how to do that in my social media formats. I've got my coffee here. It's hot and it's black, just the way I like it. I don't know if you're a coffee drinker. If you are, great. Tell me how you like yours down in the comments. I'd love to know. If you're not a coffee drinker, that's okay. Just grab whatever beverage you want. Just have a seat at the table and let me talk with you for just a little while, because I think we're going to have a good time together. You know, I said in the intro that I am also a professional comedy magician, and I have loved that. For over 20 years, I have had the chance of entertaining audiences from children all the way up to adults, and I've done it in a variety of venues all across the country, and it's been gloriously fun. In fact, I've often used that magic show to introduce a teaching or an encouraging word or something like that. So I've done that as well through the magic. So when I thought about putting together one of my signature teachings or upcoming courses, I thought, wouldn't it be nice to use this idea of magic in that? So that's what I'm doing. So I've entitled this teaching and ultimately this course, this thing right here. You ready? Get unstuck and move forward like magic. Get unstuck and move forward like magic. Maybe that's you today. Maybe you feel stuck. And it could be for a variety of reasons. Maybe you're an empty nester. Your children are now getting ready to go off to college, and you're asking yourself, now what? What am I going to do now? I've invested my life into these kids. What am I doing now? I don't know. Or maybe you were laid off during COVID, and a lot of people were. And you're going, you know, Keith, I don't know. I don't know what to do now. I've spent all these years doing this job, and now I don't know what to do. Well, I get it. In fact, I've been there in my life. And I'll share more of that in upcoming episodes. So I really don't know why you feel stuck right now. But I'm assuming because you're listening, you might be in one area at least of your life. So what I'm going to do is share with you what I use when I'm feeling stuck, because I think it helps. And I hope the way that I put it together and I say it will maybe resonate with you in a way that, you know, speaks inward to your spirit. I know there's a lot of people out there talking, a lot of people out there teaching and sharing, and a lot of good stuff. And I tell you, I listen to a lot of it, and I'm encouraged by that, and I applaud them. And I think there's room for everyone. But I also know that sometimes a person can say something in a way that might connect you with that message that you haven't gotten before, just like that. And that's deeply what I want to happen. I hope that somehow in my teaching and my connecting with you, I can say something that's going to get in there and it's going to change how you feel inside, because I think that's important. So let's get to it. How to get unstuck and move forward like magic. Today, I'm just going to give you an overview of this teaching, kind of a broad stroke, a bird's eye view, if you will. And to do that, I'm going to tell you what I would like for you to do. If you are able and you're sitting at the table here, just put out a piece of paper, a pencil or pen, and on the paper, vertically write the word magic, just up and down, M-A-G-I-C. Because each one of those is going to give us a lesson that I want us to think about and meditate on in this week ahead. Okay, the first one is M, make a choice. Really? You know, if you're feeling stuck and you feel like, you know, I'm not getting anywhere and I've got to change this, well, you've got to make a choice. There's nobody coming to your rescue and sit down, okay, you need to do this and you need to do that. Now, there might be some people who try to do that, but that is not effective. That is not tapping into your inner core. That is not living out your personal integrity. And that's a word I'm big on, personal integrity. So to get moving, you must make a choice. No bones about it. You know, when I was growing up, I used to hear people say all the time, and excuse me, this is a little crude. It's not dirty, but it's a little crude. It's that they used to say, pee or get off the pot. You ever heard that? Pee or get off the pot. Well, it's the same thing now. When you're feeling unstuck, when you're feeling stuck in life, you've got to start making a choice. You've got to make a choice to change it. And we're going to talk a lot about choice later on, hopefully in the next podcast. But the first thing that we have to remember is I've got to sit down, I've got to get quiet, and I've got to make a choice and maybe even some choices regarding my life. What about the A? We need to affirm and adjust. I am all about owning your choices. When you've taken the time to meditate and think about those and tap in and make a choice for your life, you need to own that choice, believe in that choice, and daily affirm that choice. Because I promise you, once you make a choice in life, there are things that are going to come up against you that are going to try to hold you back or convince you you're wrong. And oftentimes that's people. But through it all, if it's truly what you want, if it's truly what you desire, you've got to own that choice and affirm it in your mind daily. Now, I'm sure that probably if you're listening to this, you've heard about affirmations before. Nothing new. It's been around a long time. And I think it's a great idea. And I think you need to do that. And we're going to talk about affirmations a little bit more in another podcast. And I'm going to tell you, spoiler alert, I'm going to share with you my unique twist on this idea of affirmations. In fact, I wrote a book on it. And I'm going to try to teach you my twist because I think it works for me. And I think, and I've heard from other people who have read the book that it helps them because it helps them do it in a little different way. So I'm going to share that with you in future episodes. So be sure to hit that subscribe button so you can make sure you don't miss any episodes because I'm going to teach you my version of affirmations. But as of now, make sure you are reinforcing your choice daily, saying, yes, this is what I want. This is what I need. This is what I have to do. And keep telling yourself every day you're on the right path. But I said you have to affirm and adjust. Now, here's the thing. Sometimes along the way, you have to tweak the method. That doesn't mean you stop the course. Doesn't mean you change the calling. It doesn't mean you change what you want to achieve. It just means you might have to adjust and shift just a little bit along the way in how you get there. And I can tell you, this is a lot of problem for a lot of people. They keep doing the same thing every single day, even when it's not working. That doesn't mean you need to give up. It just means you need to tweak your method. Do it a little bit different. That's adjusting. So M, make a decision. Make a choice. A, affirm and adjust. What about the G? We need to grow in knowledge. You know, you need every day to increase that which you are learning. I was on a trip recently. My wife and I drove my in-laws to their son's house, my wife's brother and his family in another state. And I drove them because they're getting up in age. And I remember we stopped at a restaurant for a meal. And at the restaurant, I was talking to them. We were conversing about different things. And the subject of this show came up and some of my other teaching I'm doing. And I'll never forget what my mother-in-law said, and it was quite good. It resonated with me. I don't know if you remember when you were a child or younger, the Twix commercial, when the rabbit is on there, and it's a little cartoon, and the commercial says, silly rabbit, Twix are for kids. You know, you remember that? I mean, it sticks with you. It's a clever, clever thing. Well, we were sitting there, and we were eating, and my mother-in-law out of the blue she said, silly adults, education's not just for kids. She was connecting to that Twix commercial. And I thought about it and I said, you know what? You're absolutely right. A lot of people feel like that when they've reached the end of their professional educational career, their academic life, that learning stopped. They're not supposed to continue reading. They're not supposed to continue learning. But that's so bad. I can tell you that I have spent a lot of years in a classroom. I have the undergraduate, the master's, I've done doctoral studies, and I've written dissertations, and I've had extra training and blah, blah, blah. Spent a lot of time in formal education. I really have. And loved it because it's a passion of mine. But there's one thing that I can honestly tell you through all of my education. The more I got educated, the more I learned, the more I realized I don't know. So the more I know, the more I realize I don't know. And there's always more to learn. So let me ask you, dear friend, are you growing daily? Are you learning? Are you pushing yourself to get better, to understand yourself, to understand how the world around you works, to grow in your support, your encouragement? Which brings me to the I. The M, again, is make a choice. The A is affirm and adjust. The G is grow in knowledge. And the I is include your circle. Include your circle. Now, why do I call it a circle? Because I get this idea of this round circle of people in a lot of different places where they sit and they converse across from each other, you know? And it's a more intimate setting. And I picture that when I talk about include your circle in your growth, in your movement forward, in changing your mind from the impossible to possible. Because you must, hear me guys, you must have support and encouragement and accountability. Now, I know that there are people around you that's going to hold you back. There's people around you that are going to be naysayers. And go, oh, you can't do that. There's no way you can accomplish that. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, the world is so bad. This is wrong. This is wrong. I hear it all the time. I've got people around me that say that. I know what you mean. And a lot of times it's friends and family, current friends and family. And I am in no way saying that we need to push those people out of our lives. I believe strongly in family. I love my family. I appreciate my family. And I love and appreciate my friends. I'm not saying that we need to kick all those people to the curb. Some people may suggest that. I don't think that's good. I don't think that's proper for us. Those people are there. They're important to us. We need to love them. However, we need to grow a separate inner circle. An inner circle of people who will encourage us, who will challenge us, who are interested in us and our success, And here's a biggie, will hold us accountable. I believe in accountability. I really do. I can tell you that one of my key persons in my circle is my wife. I bounce ideas off of her. She asks me questions. She believes in me. Oh, I cannot tell you, especially as a man, ladies, I'm going to tell you, that is one of the most important things in my life, is to feel value from my wife. And she does that. She also holds me accountable. I tell her what I've accomplished at the end of the day, because I'm not out in some corporate world now. I'm sitting in my home office. I work from my home office. So I'll say, honey, this is what I did today. Let me share with you what I accomplished. Because, you know, I do that because I want to, and I want to bring her into it. But also, there's an accountability there that I didn't just loaf the day. I did things that were positive and moving me forward in my life, in my business, and in my success. She's one of my key accountability partners. And you need that too, I promise. But that person needs to be a person of love, a person that cares about you deeply. Do you have that circle? It can be a small circle, it can be a larger circle, but it needs to be a functional circle. So get busy seeing who's around you and incorporating new people with new ideas, new inspiration, new energy into your life. So again, magic, make a choice. And I love to go back and repeat, guys, because I think through repetition, we learn and we grasp. So forgive me if I'm sort of being repetitive, but I do that on purpose because I want you to truly get what I'm saying. M, make a choice. A, affirm and adjust. G, grow in your knowledge. I, include your circle. And C, celebrate the victories. Yeah, that's right. We need to celebrate the victories, whether they're big victories. We've accomplished this great goal that we set for our life. Maybe a year from now, we set this goal and all of a sudden a year comes and we met our goal. Way, yay, let's celebrate. Let's go out to eat. Let's go somewhere and just have a good time and celebrate this accomplishment. Those are important, but so are the small victories. You know what? Today, I'm going to accomplish this task. And at the end of the day, you say, I did it. I accomplished what I said. I accomplished that goal, and I got it done just like I wanted. I'm so happy. Give yourself a pat on the back. Yes, great, I did it. That's good. Oh, I get excited. Because sometimes we just beat ourselves down and think about all the things that I did that I didn't win, all the things that I did and I failed, all the problems I had today, all the things that came against me. But isn't it wonderful at the end of the day, we can say and celebrate, I did that. And I believe that as you begin to get unstuck and you move forward, you're going to have more celebrations in your life. And the next thing you know, your life's going to be a party because you're going to be celebrating so much and all your victories and all your wonderful things that you've accomplished and met and all your goals and all the people around you. You're just going to have a good time. It's going to be a party. Isn't that something to look forward to? Well, anyway, we're going to talk more about this in the coming weeks, and I do hope that you have enjoyed this time together. Thank you for sitting down at the table with me and chatting with me. I hope your drink is good. I've got talking so much, I kind of let my coffee get cold, so I may have to heat it up in the microwave to drink a little bit more, but that's okay. I've enjoyed spending this time with you. Please don't forget, if you'll subscribe, that's important to me. If you can leave a 5-star, if you like this show and you think you're going to like it, that helps me in the ratings. It helps me get more people connected to this show. Leave a comment. I'd appreciate it. If you want to learn more about me, just go to jkeithbrown.com. That's J, the initial J, Keith, K-E-I-T-H, Brown.com. And you can learn all about me, connect with me. I've got some free gifts there for you. So just check out, and I will see you back here next week as we again have coffee and have a chat. Have a great day.